This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
As heard on the 107.7 The End in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. A back injury. I guess Horse Ghost Manor has been foreclosed or something because we don't have our Skin Squatch, your Montana Mountain King, Siege's future bedroom, or the Lord of Horse Ghost Manor, Brandon from the internet. Old Honey Lung couldn't join us today because he's got the honey lung.
He's got a deep case of the honey lung.
Yeah, that's
no poor sick boy.
Yeah. I thought I updated this. What?
How many?
He's just the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's just a meat vessel for gratification. The Mandarin Floridian. Hello to Siege.
Ni howdy, my friends.
Niola.
Niola. You know what I learned? I learned that ni hao is pee-pee, but ni hao is hello.
It's like the Chinese language is the, especially Mandarin, I think, is there's so many different inflections and tones and stuff that we can't understand because we're honkies that, that ni hao is a.
Ni hao. Ni hao is so hello.
You gotta put your eyebrows up when you say it.
Yeah. I got all the little symbols over all the letters, which makes it so much easier to understand when you're looking at it.
You know, they what's that rocket thing that they send up? It's like the C-H-A-N-G apostrophe E, and it looks like it's Chung or whatever.
Yeah, Chang E.
But they don't say it either of the ways that we said it. They said it like some other way. And I'm like, whose job was it to interpret this into ways that I could phonetically read it? Because you have failed. We've got all these extra stupid vowels that we use all the time, and then like, here's my chance to use them, and you're just like, nah, we're just going to screw you. Like, who? This has bothered me for a long time. This is actually kind of sciencey or whatever. But, like, why is it called Deutschland and we say Germany?
Yeah.
Like, why don't we just say the name of their goddamn country, Deutschland? You know? Like, and then, like, the Spanish
speakers
say...
Why is it Amsterdam? Why is it Netherlands?
Alemania. And I'm like, that's not either of them. Like,
exactly.
What are we doing? Like, I get it that we, like, all found pineapples and called them different things or whatever. Okay. Like, because you just find it. You're like, well, this is a... pineapple, and everyone's like, yeah, okay, that's fair. But like when it's you had to like find this other, you're like, hey, Siege, where are you from, by the way, again?
South Florida.
Oh, Dumpsterville is what we're calling it. Okay, cool. That doesn't sound like South Florida.
City.
Yeah, like, no, it's Dumpsterville. That's what we're gonna call it now because that's what we decided. Which actually now I kind of can understand the oppressors. I'm like, yeah, we should call it Dumpsterville. That's not bad. Maybe I should just call things what I want and not care about what the other people are.
Just do whatever the hell you want. That's the only lesson that we should learn from everything that's going on right now.
Yeah.
Just do what you want.
Dude, just blaze your own trail, right?
There are no consequences.
Except for F the Trailblazers.
Yes.
I got into a fight with somebody today, sort of. Like, they got into a fight with me on the about the Sonics. I posted a very funny meme from Seattle Needling that was like,
I saw that. I love
the president.
That.
what is it? He
no.
Yeah, just by no. he pardons Howard Schultz for moving the Sonics, and I just wrote no. Never. And then there it's a music festival in the greater Seattle area that was like, whatever. We have the winningest team in Seattle is a basketball team, and they're already here. And I was like, yeah, but the joke was funny. I don't care about the fact that the Sonics aren't here or they are. I'm like, that's a funny joke. And then they like tore into me about like how
are you not supporting women's sports?
No, it wasn't, it didn't even get to that. It was like, and just wait when they bring them back, and then it's in the style of the Kraken, and no one can afford it. People weren't even going anyway. And I was like, I don't think this team can support another, or this town can support another team like that. They're like, of course they can support another. And I'm like, well, what is it? Are we mad about the Sonics, or are we not? Because I've now played both sides for you to help calm you down, and you've just yelled at me each time. Sorry, I get very upset about this. Anyway, live from Alemania, Brandon from the internet. Yeah.
Sweet God.
I wish I would have sent this on the, or maybe we could post it from the nerdtalkplus.com social. I guess I should say it. Joining us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, we have producer Sean Graffy-Gervin. None of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong and possibly what we get right. You could tell a friend, you could write a review, or you could just find us online to say sexy things about Siege's meat. NerdTalkPlus.com. Mm-hmm. That's the actual website, or if you just want to go straight to Instagram, NerdTalkPlus.com, all spelled out. I had the wonderful occurrence. Okay, so I'm trying not to talk about this very much, but since no one that I like actually listens to this show somehow, I don't know. I've been working for the last 9 years to get my black belt in American Kenpo Karate. And finally, I got the invitation last Wednesday. And it was like a real good day. I was like really happy about that. And I work out with a this 68-year-old Mercer Island man, and he we do sparring. He had like a heart problem, so he got a stent. I'm not allowed to hit him too hard. I always hit him too hard. It's like a whole thing. shout outs to Ron Feinberg.
What's up, Demi?
And so I like to do some woodworking a little bit, and I no longer own a garage because my life
bucks.
Like. What the? Well, hold on now. Soft hands, 200 to completion. and so I wanted to make a stand to display all of our karate belts. And I was like, well, if I'm going to make one for me, I'm going to make one for Ron Feinberg because he's my partner and that'll be awesome and he'll love that. And so he's a real thoughtful man and he's a nice dude. And so I get all the parts together. I kind of float it by gravy and I'm like, what do you think? Should I do this? And he was like, absolutely. You should do that. Okay, cool. So I get some wood. I do some cuts. I make some things. I do this. And I was like, hey man, I don't have a router. Do you have a router? A router is a thing that cuts like trim, like shapes onto trim and stuff like that. If you're woodworking, yep, to make it look a little nicer. And all of the best parts of woodworking to make something go, it's just like Hollywood with movies. The thing that makes the woodworking look the best is the finish and the trim. If you are awesome at doing the sanding and the finish and getting a nice piece of trim on something, you can take something that's boring and make it into something amazing really easily. And so, yeah, it's the same with Hollywood. Like you can film your own stuff and get it 98% of the way there, but that last 2% is what makes it magic when you have like the best color editor and stuff like that, right? So, yeah, Gravy, what do you think? Could you help me with some finishing? He's like, absolutely. He's like, I've got the nail gun. We'll just nail those things in. No big deal. And then I was like, the next day, I was like, hey, I kind of went out and bought all this stuff. You around tomorrow? And he's like, yep. And so I go down there. I get to Gravy's house. Immediately as I'm turning to get out of the car, throw out my back. Didn't even get out of the car. I'm done. Okay, well, that's exciting and all. Then, he's like talking to his boy, like his child boy, and not like, yo, my boys are here.
Yo, it's my boy.
It's his actual son, and he's talking to him, and I can't get out of the car, and I'm like in tears, and I'm literally hand out the window, snapping at Sean to be like, hey, pay attention, so I'm not just screaming in his front yard, and he comes ambling over, and he is like, what's going on with you? And I was like, I threw out my back. I can't breathe. I'm like dying. Right? Typical stuff. This is not the first time this happened. I got, yeah, basically. I don't know what they are, but they are effective. I took the drugs.
and the drugs are working.
Yes. And so Gravy comes over and he's just kind of like laughing at me because that's what you do when your friend is hurt like that, right? And it's I managed to pull myself out of the car. I'll be fine. I'm not at all fine. Like, I can barely breathe, right? I am Duncan Sheik. I'm barely breathing. Okay, that's a good 90s throwback.
Yeah.
His child comes out and is like, hey, Greg. And I'm like, hey, buddy. Like, I'm like dying. But as soon as I see the child, I'm like, hey, what's going on, dude? We got the same shoes. Yours got dinosaurs. You want to trade? We're like having a good old time. Meanwhile, I'm like, I feel like I'm probably going to be deceased soon. I get a text message from Gravy yesterday. He's got the video footage of it from from me doing this thing. Sends it to me. It's amazing. I'm a great dad, it turns out. So Dead Inside Dads takes a twist with this, that it turns out that like this sweet little boy comes out to like talk to me, so excited I'm there, and I could shut off the pain to be present for him for a moment.
Ugh.
I missed an opportunity. He was trying to show me the berries that he could pick from a bush or whatever, and then I was like, I realized that I hadn't responded right. I was like, oh, dude, no, I'm real proud of you. That's real good. You did a good job or whatever. We all have a very nice laugh. So
you had to reset there for a second?
Yeah, I thought I was going to die for sure. This was all based on, I got a text from Siege or something like that. I don't remember how I got down this very long story hole or whatever, but hey, broke it back. Took the drugs. Drugs are working. Here we are on a podcast.
That's right.
Does that work? Okay. You don't remember where I was coming from for this? No? All right.
I don't know. Were you texting with Gravy, texting with me?
Oh, and then I wanted you to post something on the. Oh, yeah. So I'm at Gravy's house.
Oh, yeah. What are we going to post?
Tie it all together. We could post the video of me talking to the kid. That'd be funny. But more importantly, I got to take a video of where Sean Gravy Gervin sits for the podcast and be like, duh, I'm Sean, duh, look at me. Yeah.
That was funny.
He like lets it go. And about 10 minutes later, he's like, so this is, I sit like this and I was facing the wrong direction. So the video I took is not accurate in any way. And maybe we'll get Siege to post that from the thing or whatever.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. No Brandon tonight. I do have something for Guinness time.
Ooh, very nice.
It's actual Guinness.
I have actual Four Loko for Four Loko time.
Ah, it is barfing everywhere. Hold on. It got a little foamy. Oh, just a straight bottle of the Browns there for old Sean Gravy Griffin. It was nice. It was about 11 a.m. when I showed up at his house, and he was like, you want a beer? And I was like dying, so I was like, obviously, yes, I'm going to need that for sure. Had a couple pre-noon beers, and you know what? There was a time in my life where I'd be embarrassed about that because I would, you know, drink too much or whatever. But doing dude stuff, I was like, yeah, let's have a before-noon beer. That sounds great. Plus,
beer
Dead Inside.
Beer and be in the garage? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Also, like, it, you know, it's like a sponge in there. You add a little beer and the Dead Inside at least is like moist, I guess. That's a terrible analogy.
No, I like it. It's good.
Yeah. Siege, what's going on in your life? Anything exciting?
Nothing.
You just made $200. All right.
It's just $200. No, man, I've just been spending a lot of time trying to translate stuff into Chinese.
Are you still on that? Are you still on the kick about...
Yeah, I love it.
What's it called? Red Note?
Yeah, it's Xiaohongshi. Or Xiaohongshu, sorry.
Sorry.
Which actually translates directly into Little Red Book, but they call it Red Note for America and for English people because we can't possibly understand.
Little Red Book's a better name, though.
I love it.
It's longer.
I think Little Red Book is, yeah, Little Red Book is the name, and the posts that you put in there are nicknamed as notes.
How perfect, though. Like, again, how perfect that I complain about why do we call Germany instead of Deutschland? And then I'm like, what app are you on? Like, Red Book? And you're like, well, it's technically called this. And I was like, yeah, whatever. We're Americans. We're going to call it what we want.
We're doing what we want.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm on there, and, like, I follow the strangest thing. I follow all the food. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Street food in China is amazing. And what's even cooler is I found out they put bread on the inside of breakfast sandwiches instead of the outside, which blows my mind.
No,
I don't understand. No, it's amazing. I'll send you videos. I'll prove
bread
it.
On the inside? How does that even work?
Dude, trust me. It's amazing. And they're
describe
like,
it. I don't get
egg burritos. Okay. You put down a layer of eggs, a thin layer of eggs, and then you're toasting bread and you slap that bread on the inside there. And then you fold and you put, you know, your vegetables and whatever else and your meats and your sausages in there. Yeah. And you fold it over. You roll it up like a burrito. But the egg, the thin layer of egg is your tortilla.
So it's a bird?
And basically, yeah, basically. Burrito is bird.
Yeah, great. Random math. So that's the real stoichiometry.
That's the stoichiometry. Yeah. Miss you, sick boy. But yeah, I also found, like how we were talking about speaking of Guinness time, and I know I've mentioned this a couple of times.
Good idea.
Yeah. And I know I've mentioned this a couple of times already, but the dude who has the record for cutting the most cucumbers by throwing cards like he's Gambit.
Yeah, cool.
He's got a page. Him and his wife are both expert card throwers.
Oh.
And he's got like these highlight videos, which are incredible. And like she does these little things, like all the kung fu movies and the Chinese like karate movies that you see from back in the day, where people are like throwing sewing needles and they slice people. Ooh. Like they literally do this stuff where they're throwing it into wood from like 6 feet away.
How is this the episode Brandon misses? This is like his wheelhouse.
I'm gonna send a video to you guys too. So
I think Brandon's monitoring the text, hopefully. So that's
good. Hopefully.
Yeah, I guess I want in on that. I guess I want, but I don't want to learn Chinese or any of the Chinese languages. Sorry, I know they have more than one.
They speak way better English than we do.
It's like you go to Japan and they're like, oh, I don't speak English. And I'm like, okay, well, can you tell me how to get to the library? And they're like, well, don't sell la biblioteca. And they're like, well, you just travel down the interstate this way and you get off at the 9th exit and you go to the right. And I'm like, your English is incredible. They're like, tee-hee-hee. And I'm like, oh, I don't speak English. Okay. You come to America, I'd be like, shut up, foreigner. I'm kidding. I would obviously not do that. I like love foreigners and I like am very supportive.
They're so shy about like, oh, is my English good? And I'm like, your English is so much better than ours. And plus the terms and the turns of phrase that they use are so much better than the crap that we come up with. Like, I can't even think of something.
I bet you they disagree. I bet you they disagree, dude. I bet you they think English is like hilarious.
They do. And they're always like, is my English good? Is my, like, tell me, I need to practice my English. I was like, you don't need to practice my English. Listen, I need to practice my English.
We all speak the same language laying down. And all we have to do is we have to learn the words of consent. That's it. I taught my boy that today. He was like, no, Dad, I said no, 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 which is four no's, which means yes. And I was like, listen, boy, you're seven, so I get it. But you got to understand something. However many no's it is means no. And I understand what you're doing double negatives, and so you're canceling them out. And I also understand that you're saying yes, but you have to understand that no means no. So good dad, point number two for good dad right there.
Excellent.
But also, yeah, like, I mean, the language of laying down is all the same for everybody across the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what Siege is really working on, it sounds like.
Pretty much. That's what I was doing earlier today. I'm still sexting.
Are you sexting with foreigners?
Sometimes, not currently, but I mean, technically, I mean, they live in Florida, but they are foreign.
No. I mean, like across the gigantic pond.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Occasionally. People are interested in Americans. They think we're very cute.
I found myself in a bit of how do you describe this? Like, you know how the way that you want to be versus the way that you are?
Between what is a rock that? And a hard place?
Is it? No, it's like
a pickle.
It's kind of existential. It's kind of like, I know I'm supposed to be like this, but I am like this, and that's the way it
existential
is.
Existential crisis.
And so it's like, well, the existential crisis, I think, forgive me, I haven't studied this in a long time, but it's more like, what's the point? I think is the way you sum up the existential crisis. What I'm at right now is like, I'm miserable, and when I was younger, I was, I had more, like, probably a better moral compass, and because I've spent the last few years being full of hatred towards myself, I no longer really care when I pop off and say things that are inappropriate for a good laugh or whatever, where I used to be a lot more uncomfortable with it, right?
Yeah.
What's this got heavy all of a sudden? So I'll tie it together here, though. You guys familiar with SB mowing?
I love that dude.
On the internet. Gravy looked at me like, maybe not. It's a guy who, like, for anyone who might not know, he, like, goes around and he's like, hey, I noticed your yard's a mess, and, like, I'd love to mow it for free if you'll let me just film it, because I've got a bunch of people that follow me. I make money off of the TikToks for that, and, like, you don't have to pay me anything. I just want to mow your lawn because you could obviously need some help or whatever. He's, like, a lot nicer about it because I think he's actually a good person. And I think I'm actually a good person, but I struggle with this. This is the point of it. And so, though, he's got this like really viral thing going on right now where there's like this gazillion year old lady and she's like, I called the city and they're gonna charge me $240 and I don't have my, but I call the people and they don't return my call. Okay. And he's like, I'll just mow your lawn for you. All right. And
those were his exact words too.
Yeah. I better. All right. And so, and so he spends like the first, like, I don't know, couple minutes of the video just like talking to these people. And I found myself being like, this is the second time I've seen it, right? Because it came up in a different social media and I watched it all the way through because, of course. And I was like, oh, I don't like the charity part of it. I like the mowing part.
Yeah.
I like the sound effects and the before and after and the feel good about like a job done. The completion. The $200 for having soft hands. Like, I don't. Sure, $100 is nice, but when you get the $200 for having the soft hands, these are references that I'm not going to explain because they're nasty. You got to go back and listen to them.
Yeah, you got to go back and listen, or you need to somehow find the Velociraptor.
Old soft hands Gerg here with his soft hands making $200 of completion.
Yes.
Anyway, I watched it and I was like, I wish this old lady would shut up so I could get to the mowing video. Obviously, I have control of it. I can fast forward it. And then, like, I watch the whole thing, and then it gets to the end where he's like, look, and she's like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And I found myself, as I was watching her do that, I was like, what is wrong with you? Like, why are you mad about this portion of the video? Like, you're trying to be a better person. You're trying to live that idealized part of your life. And then when something happens that's good, you're like, and I don't know if it's because it feels he's not exploitative, but it sort of feels that way where you didn't need to film that part of it at all to get to do the thing that makes you feel good, which is taking care of somebody's life. But also then how do you make the money off of your viewers if you don't show what you're doing? And so I don't know how to address this better, but I don't know if I should be mad at myself or mad at the system, or maybe both or maybe neither. Could you interject with some sort of take on this, please?
Yeah, just be mad at the system. Excuse me.
Well, that was easy.
Yeah.
All right, done.
Yeah, be mad at the system. It's literally the only way to make this stuff happen is to be slightly – think about it, man. The only way to get ahead and to make lots of money is to somehow exploit something that is for our own gain, you know? But, and like, unfortunately, yeah. Like I watch those things too. And I see him all the time. He's just like, yeah, I wanted to help mow your yard. I don't know if the neighbors were saying anything about it. And they're like, oh man, it must've looked worse than everybody else's. And he's just like, yup. And it's like, yeah. What do you want him to say? Like,
yeah.
And just be like, oh, no, it wasn't that bad, but yeah, I'm going to mow your place for free.
I came here to offer it because obviously you don't give a crap enough to do it yourself or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, it's just driving nuts.
So it's funny because we have a, obviously, Siege, neither you or I do this thing or whatever, but we have a member of this pod that does handle things and get them done to completion other than for $200 with the soft hands. And Gravy is one of these people that, like, tackles a task and like gets it done and cleans up after himself and puts everything away. I watched it happen. I've Nerd. Seen it in person. I knew that that was who he was, but then I like, you got to understand, I apologize to Gravy no fewer than 44 times because I felt so bad that I was like, hey, can you help me with this thing? And then I showed up and was like, oh, my back, I can't do any of it, but can you
now
finish
do it for me?
I only got 10 more days to get this done. And he did it without question and we had a very splendid time or whatever. But yeah, like he straight up has like an air compressor to blow the wood chunks off of his own beard or whatever. And then also to torment his child and myself. And then, he had everything sweeped up and cleaned up and put away. And like, right. Like I do not live in that world. I'm more like, I think, other people in Gravy's world, where like, I'm like, well, that project is almost done, but there's something over here that looks shiny and full of dopamine. And I'm like, yeah. see you dickheads later. Maybe a Sean will come around and clean it up or maybe finish it for me.
see, I will finish my own projects. It's the cleaning up part that is just, I've got all the tools. I've got the air compressors. I've got the bandsaws. I've got all, like, I got all the dad tools. I'm a 40-year-old adult in Florida. Yeah. So, you know.
Right next to his Confederate flag.
Yes.
You got to peek into the world of somebody who's not neurodivergent.
I'm sure you are in your own way. That's the thing I've learned is that we all are. Yeah,
easy there, buddy.
I do have step off your autism or something.
yeah, exactly.
Cartism.
Autoism.
Boom, like that. Yeah. Right there.
Yeah, it's that's the other part about this journey that I'm finding out is that like if you can function in a 9-to-5 environment and like get things done sometimes and then be done with it, and then like also give all of yourself to like your family or something like that. Maybe you can just exist in what is normal, but like every single person I know is weird for some reason. And they all have their own things. And what you got to do is build a team of them. And then we have the, you know, like a fortress of solitude. And then we, is that what it's called? And then we have the Justice League or something like that. And then like all the different parts make a whole. And so like, you know, I once heard that it's about 150 people that can live in a community in order before you start having like big problems with everything. Like you need 150 people that you can like, you can only manage that many people in your mind. You can only like, once it gets to like 200, now you have like a quarter of the people that are going to cause problems for a quarter of the other people, or the other three quarters, I guess. And that you can't maintain that, but like, it's so important for us to work together as like, as a culture. We need to be able to like find all the pieces that put together the whole. And then I start thinking about like all the different personality types and all the different people I know. And I was like, yeah, we couldn't do it without that person. like this is just be nice to gravy week, I guess, or whatever. But like the dude can manage a spreadsheet and like keep a whole system going in order while the creatives around him are fluttering around, staring at shiny sparkly stuff and throwing things. Like, not that he doesn't like sparkly shit or throwing things, but it's like he functions in a way that keeps the train on the tracks while the lunatics are riding the train or whatever. But you gotta
I saw him in his office. I could never do that. He was focused even while doing something for us creatives.
Yeah.
While working.
Hey, you had to send us those videos. Why didn't you do anything with it?
I'm still working on them because I saw something sparkly and started another project.
We get this text at 6:02 a.m. one day that Siege is like, just send us 5 seconds of you doing whatever you're doing right now. And I'm like, okay. So, and like, yeah, Gravy nails it. I'm too much. Brandon is whatever that is.
And then, he was honking off a log.
Yeah, really, while drinking coffee somehow. So
congratulations.
Yeah, that's a great album from MGMT. You want to talk about music now? We could switch into that. I love that. The one song, The Winter, whatever, is so good. It's like 10 minutes long.
They're so good. They're so good.
Every other
like
album.
They're totally underrated.
Every other album, they're so good. Like, yeah. I absolutely love the one with me and Michael on it. The yellow. Look at this. Look how that worked. We totally transitioned into talking about MGMT.
That's exactly how it happens.
I refuse to continue on this. But yeah, that album, everyone hates that Congratulations album, and I absolutely love it. I'm getting weird texts from the missus here. This is very strange. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So SB mowing, you make me feel better about that, Siege, because like I hate the part where it's about the people, but I love the part where it's about the mowing.
Yeah.
And so it's that's like the ASMR for dads. It's like,
oh man, before I even found SB mowing, there was him and there was another guy who was also, I think he was actually Central Florida. But his stuff had nothing to do with the people. And he was just like doing these yards and everything else like that. And every once in a while he'd stop and talk and I'd be like, all right, get this talking crap out of my life.
Yeah, dog.
You know, and then SB mowing where it was just like I could either fast forward through the beginning and the end and just watch everything.
Yeah.
But this other guy would have like 35-minute videos, like all sped up of him doing the whole yard. And I would just get in a zone and be like, oh my God, yes.
Now, I've got two responses to that. One, I've already forgotten. And two, is that when I first started TikTok, the thing that actually got me into TikTok, there was two videos. One was the guy drinking cranberry juice, Ocean Spray, while he was riding on the
skateboarding
longboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. And then to listening to Fleetwood Mac, singing, like lip syncing along to it, it was awesome. And then the other one was, I can't remember the guy's name. I bet you if I thought about it long enough, I could. But it was a guy, just like some Spanish-speaking dude. Look at that. I like curbed myself there. I was good.
Mm-hmm.
Who just built houses in Colorado for a living. And it's like his whole team of like 10, you know, Spanish speakers, Spanish language speakers. And like they would just hand each other 4x8s of plywood from below. And he'd put up and go, chunk, 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 chunk. And I'd like be like, let's go, dude. I could watch this all day.
Dude, that's mostly my feed on Zhao Hongzhu is I'm watching these women put up drywall and like just install electrical stuff. And I'm just like, oh my God, this is amazing.
That the part where you said women, I was not anticipating that. I got to be honest with you. I was caught off guard by that.
Yeah. Dude, everybody over there works. Everybody works hard. And like everybody just sets up their camera and just time lapse videos them of installing, like you see, like installing drywall, like for a hidden TV, or like we're hiding electrical wires, or we're doing like air filtration. And it's just incredible the stuff that people do. And then it's like they're done. They give you the little peace sign and a smile and move on to the next one.
You just shared something with us on TikTok. Gravy really engaged in the show today. Is it one of those guys, though? Is it like at least it's one of the... No, it's just boobs. Okay, got it.
Thank you.
Yeah, hey there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, and we're back.
There we go. Took a little boob break.
Just a quick boob break. There you go. This is something that came up on my adventure to Gravy's house, and I think it's important that we talk about this. Siege. And anyone listening, it's time for question of the week.
Of the week.
What is your favorite, top three, would say, candy? Question of the week.
Of the week.
Damn it. Are we going like chocolate style? Are we going chocolate bar? Or are we
if you're at the convenience store, if you're at the Publix, I don't know if they sell sugary sweets there, but you're at the store and there's a whole aisle and it's the special store. It's Siege's special HJ store in Japan, the Konbini. I don't know why HJ is a part of that, but why not? and it has all of the candies you've ever tasted or desired, and they're all there, and you get to pick 3 to 4 to 5, whatever. I don't care how many. What are you going for?
Man, it is so hard for me because I like a cross section of everything. Like if I was going to go straight up like fruity type candy,
yeah,
we're talking either Skittles or Starburst.
Mm.
If we're going, I don't know, man. I like savory too, so I could always go with like a chip, something stupid like
no, the chips aren't candy. No.
Okay,
get out of here.
Okay, and then chocolate bars type of things. It'd be like a Twix or a Kit Kat.
Yeah,
maybe a Snickers. I don't know. Yeah. Like that's my range right there. That's kind of my wheelhouse.
I asked our Montana Mountain King, Brandon from the internet, old Lord of Horse Ghost Manor. Yeah, I texted him beforehand and I said, for the pod, can you please tell me your like top three-ish candies? And he said, right. I have too many. Oh, he just went into notification silence. Brandon has gone to bed. says, I have too many, probably Sweet Tarts. All Ooh. Red Starbursts, Wildberry Skittles. Man.
Ooh, Wildberry. That's a good... See, I used to be Dark Side Skittles.
What are those?
Dark Side Skittles. Oh, my God, dude. They don't have them anymore.
Because they came out with Star Wars promotion or something like that?
I guess they were at the time, but they were... It was
somehow Skittles returned.
It was so good. Because they... A long time ago, when they made that stupid little switch from... lime to apple.
What were they thinking? Idiots.
It was the dumbest thing possible. But Dark Side had like a dark lime in it, and the cherry was like a deep cherry, and the orange was like a blood orange. I can't Gravy, you got to use a Google on this one to find out what all the flavors were.
I know lime is back.
Lime is back, yeah. For sure.
Lime is back, yes.
There was a window where it wasn't. We were still at the old building at the radio station, so that was like 6 years ago, and it was gone for a while because I got a pack, and I was like, who in the F would do such an awful thing to me?
I threw a bag against a wall and screamed like a child.
Of course you did, yeah. I don't care for the wild berry Skittles. There's a couple flavors in there that do not do it for me. I want OG Skittles. I want the red bag with the normal Skittles. And I want Marshawn Lynch OG Skittles. Yes. And I want to grab my nuts while I'm jumping in the end zone and have fans throw Skittles at me.
Here we go. Gravy just put it in the chat. Dark Side Skittles Sweet includes sweet strawberry, wicked pomegranate, dark berry, midnight lime, and blood orange. See that sweet strawberry? Yeah. Used to be a dark cherry. So that's what they did, is they switched that up. So we had the dark cherry and the lime, because those are my flavors right there.
I love all of this. This is incredible.
So good.
Gravy, without saying the one that we agree on that we talked about, do you remember that? Without saying that one, what are some of your favorites there? Because I'll reveal mine.
Cadbury Cream Egg.
My three, It's the same Venn diagram with my dad. We pretty much overlap 100%, and it's Whoppers, Mike and Ike's, and Skittles.
That's like my mom.
It's Whoppers, Mike and Ike's, and Snickers. Skittles are always like that on the edge of it for fruit stuff, but it's Mike and Ike's always win in my house. Yeah.
Gravy is 85 years old. I know. He says something with malt.
I know. Whoppers, dude. I go to a movie theater. I'm getting Whoppers and Red Vines. That's
My God. You are my mom.
I know.
Ari Shaffir, a comic who is problematic. I was thinking about how he did that series. I can't remember what it was called now. Maybe a Goog would be good for this, but where he like. Siege sent us a thing today where a guy goes and he picks up some immigrant workers and he's like, "You willing to work today? Sure." And then he's like, "Do you fly?" And it was like a what? And then he took them to iFly and they went and did indoor skydiving. And then he paid them at the end of it and like filmed the whole thing of them paying them, which I think is weird.
Exploitation, man.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing again. It's like the SB mowing, at least someone's yard got mowed.
I'm going to do stuff that's good and fun for people, but I'm going to film it to make myself look awesome.
To get that social cred or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ari Shaffir said that once a club gave him that, you know, when a comic does their show, they get fed before the show and they get like probably a couple drinks or whatever. Fine. See, you can speak more to that probably. But he said that he got, I don't know the exact canon to this, but he got an order of French fries and then he had gummy bears next to it and they melted because the French fries were so fresh, and he made goutine, which is gummy bears and French fries together. He came up with a bunch of names for it, and that was real fun. It wasn't that this is not happening. It's he did this thing, Gravy put that in the chat just so everyone knows. He did a thing, look up Ari Shaffir immigration. And then you'll get the name of it. It's real messed up, where he would pick up guys from Home Depot and then he would drive them to immigration.
Oh yeah, that's right. And he would drive them like right outside the border patrol office or something like that. And they'd be like, "What are you doing? What are you doing?"
Yeah.
They'd have to jump out of the truck and run.
And like at the time I was like, that's messed up. And now I'm like, dude, that's actually like those guys probably have like real families, and that is probably actually like super messed up to do that. But yeah, he did that's kind of what put his name as like a problematic comic on the landscape. It is messed. It's like, I don't condone that, to be clear, or whatever. But Brandon has no idea what we're talking about. He does, actually. He just gets the descriptions of Skittles sent to the chat since he's not. Brandon has the flu, and so that's why he's not here.
Sick boy.
That's not it either. It was, God, I can't remember what it was called. Anyway, for me, I was always... I like absolutely love when it comes to chocolate. I'll start there. I like mint chocolate a lot. So like, if you give me what are the
Andy's candies?
What are the ones? Junior mints? Oh my god! Or like,
oh yeah, that's a movie theater.
What
staple.
Are the green ones? You just said it. I think
Andy's candies.
Yeah, Andy's.
The little things that they leave on your pillow at the fancy hotels,
or the things that my grandma had in her in her cabinet. Thanks, when I would come grandma. In. Those were awesome.
R.I.P. in peace.
Yeah, burn in hell. That's to everybody, not just my own grandma. I just tell everyone that. Sorry, it's a projection of my own inner insecurity. If you give me a what's the peppermint patty, is what it's called.
The thin mint?
Thin mint. Yeah, just any of these
peppermint
things.
Peppermint patty?
Yep. Except for ice cream. Like, my favorite ice cream is Rocky Road, so I don't care for...
I will take mint cookie any day.
Yeah, it's
like,
just
not the mint chip, but the mint cookie.
Yeah, it doesn't.
That's my jam.
I don't know why. It doesn't compete. Like, my favorite ice cream ever is strawberry ice cream because I'm such a basic bitch.
Dude.
Bleep that.
listen, every time I go to a drive through, if I'm going to get a milkshake, it's going to be a strawberry milkshake.
Bro, strawberry.
Yeah.
But for the longest time, Skittles were up there for me for being a good one. I love the red Starbursts. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I like the normal Starbursts so much.
I like all the Starbursts.
The ex worked at a place that they just have like all of the Costco candy just on display as much as you want all the time. Oh. And so like that would come home a lot. And Sour Patch Kids. I feel like if you're our age and you're 40s, Sour Patch Kids weren't a thing when we were young.
No. See, like what did we have? We had like
Atomic Warheads.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we had. Yeah.
That was our sour, our super sour, our super.
But then someone figured it out. If you could make it more palatable so you didn't have to like destroy your teeth and throat and mouth every time you had an extreme Warhead or whatever. Yeah, or gravy being a million years old, lemon heads. Okay, good. Yeah.
My God, you are my mother. That's weird. Calling gravy mom.
That whole Oedipus thing that you got going, Siege, is even weirder now. Yeah.
Mom with a beard.
What's her name? Linda? Is that it?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know how I remember that. That's amazing. Never met the lady, but for the record. But yeah, so then all of a sudden out of nowhere, there's a new number one candy in my life. I know I'm dragging this out and I'm sorry, but I've made several posts about this and it's like certain things resonate with people and I can't believe it. Of all the candies that we had as kids, the Nerd is back.
Yo,
only not in the dual box where you get one flavor, that strawberry on one side and grape on the other.
Screw that. First
it was Nerd Rope, and like, okay, that was good. I'm like into that or whatever, but not. It's like the same thing that they have now, but like possibly the candy with the least creative name but the highest success in my rate is the Nerd Cluster.
Yeah,
like. Why did they choose? They could have called them bombs or probably not that because they don't
nuts.
Want, you know, yeah, like, but it was like, well,
squishy testicles,
dude. But the Nerd Cluster is by far the best candy on the market. There's nothing better to me than that. I have a 7-year-old, so we eat a lot of like different candies and stuff. He doesn't get very much of it, but he like the Sour Patch Kids are his jam. He like loves it. And then like we have Valentine's Day Sour Patch Kids leftover, and then we have Nerd Clusters, and I'm like, he's like, can we have another Sour Patch Kid? I'm like, oh, like, no, we're having Nerd Clusters. And then he's like, no, I want a Sour Patch Kid. I was like, okay, I'll tell you what, I'll eat the Nerds, you eat those. He's like, no, that's also not okay. I'm like, and I didn't realize he was getting those, but his Nana sent him home with like a Ziploc. What a Nana thing to do, send a Ziploc of candy home. And I was like, you got Nerds Clusters? Can I have one?
You holding out on me, boy?
Because can I please? And he's only gotten cool recently where he's like, yeah, before he'd be like, no. And he's like, throw a huge fit if you had to share. But now he's like, cool. And he's like, yeah, you can have one. And so he gives me literally one out of the 40 that he has or whatever. So,
of course.
But I got adult money, so I can buy Nerds, you dumb bitch. I can do whatever I want.
Where's your cash? You're going to have to get yours from Nana.
Yeah. Like, when's the next time you're seeing Nana? Because I'm not driving you her dumb house. So,
guess who's going over?
So, yeah. Anyway, the Nerd Cluster, I think it is by far the best candy. Especially the berry one, it's like blue and purple and the blue bag.
It's pretty legit. I won't front on that. I like those. I always like the Nerds. I have a thing where I don't like stuff kind of getting ground into my teeth.
Sure.
Which is where I can only do so much of them. I liked the Fun Dip because you could pretend to do cocaine with it, cut it up with a little dippy stick and everything else like that. But ever since they introduced the gummy part of it, where they make it just those big old balls of Nerds, like, those, I'm in on those.
Dude, they're expensive, too.
That's they are. What is with that, man? Yeah. It's like $5 a bag for candy.
Six if you're in Seattle, too. Man. But I bought two bags the other day, because I was like, I mean, come on.
Yeah. If you're going to buy one, you better buy two.
Like, I'm a decently cool dad because, like, I'll, like, buy snacks and stuff like that, but I also have limits, you know? I'm like, hey, you can have a couple, but, like...
Yeah.
And he's so sweet. He asked for permission for everything. He's like, can I play iPad? And I'm like, well, we'll walk in. I'm like, hey, you can... I gotta go upstairs. You can play your iPad while I'm doing that. And he's like... Then he, like, grabs it and he's like, can I play iPad? I was like, I already told you! Stop asking, you dummy!
I'm gonna beat you if you don't ask me again!
But then I'm like, that is very sweet. And so he'll be like... He calls me... I'll just say the number. He'll say, hey, Dad, can we have a nerd cluster? And I'm like, you want a nerd cluster? And he's like, no. And I'm like, yeah, here you go. He's like, can I have two? And I'm like, yeah, dude, you can have as many. Like, let's go. I'm sending to your mom's house in 10 minutes. You can have 50. Let's go. Like, yeah. Definitely got a text today being like, he's a disaster. And I'm like, I don't know anything about that. Mm-hmm. That is not my fault.
I didn't do fault. Anything. Yeah. You should ask him what he did. So.
Okay, so Gravy asked a question earlier. Did we watch SNL 50 over the weekend? I did not watch it live because I didn't realize I could, because I don't watch any television. Somehow I magically find the shows that I do want to watch on the internet somewhere, and I won't say who's responsible for that, but it's amazing. And then when the Super Bowl was on, I was like, I don't know how to watch the Super Bowl, and I'm not going to a bar, so I guess I'm not watching the Super Bowl. And the fourth quarter Siege is like, you can just watch it on the Tubi or Tubi app. And I was
Tubi.
I can't be bothered with that. Sounds terrible. But I actually have Peacock, and then I realized, wait a second, SNL 50, SNL is an NBC jam, and so I could have watched it on Peacock while it was happening. Instead, I was watching consequenceofsound.net on their social media post the clips as they happened, so that way I could enjoy them. And it was amazing. I had a great time. Anyone else watch?
I didn't get to watch. I watched, like, what they were coming through on their Instagram or whatever.
Yeah.
Which all of which seemed awesome. I watched the concert the night before, or two nights, or what was it, Thursday? Thursday, whatever. They had a basically a reunion concert of all the different bands that had been on that they can, you know, still get standing.
Yeah.
Like, they even had Nirvana, but they had Post Malone doing Kurt Cobain's part. Oh,
how do we feel about that, gentlemen? Question of the week. How do we feel about Post Malone Nirvana?
It was better than I thought it was going to be.
I hate it.
Yeah, I'm trying to be with it, because the band was seemingly okay with it.
Yeah.
But it was not. It's not Nirvana. It's not Nirvana. And Post Malone can't be Kurt Cobain. Nah. Not even close in the voice. Couldn't even sing the damn song.
Gravy?
Or yell the song. No, sorry.
What do you think, Gravy?
I don't mind it, and I think it's because he's a genuine fan of it. And if you watched his live stream he did during COVID, it was actually very good. You know,
See, that's exactly
he put a lot of effort into it. I think that Nirvana's been smart in that every time they get back together, they have women sing the songs.
100%
agree. Agree.
Kurt Cobain, giant feminist.
Yeah, like, he was like huge feminist, and I think that, like, they're not trying to sound like Kurt, because you can't. So I think they, you know, it was a risk. I don't think it was a bad performance. I just don't think it was as good as it could have been. It felt like Posty was going a little bit too, I'm doing an impression vibe.
Right.
Yes. And yes. So, that's exactly where I was coming from, where I was just like, it's, if you're going to try to do Kurt Cobain, you can't be bad at doing Kurt Cobain. Do yourself and honor that like that. But I mean, like, I mean that's where I'm trying, like, to be like, okay with it. I don't like it, but if the band's in on it and I know where he stands about it, I'm accepting of it.
You and I think that's why it's smart they get people like Saint Vincent.
Yeah, she's
and,
the best.
Yes, you know, she's
everybody
awesome.
Else to do the stuff, because they, again, they're not trying to sound like Kurt or do, and I got to see her. I was very fortunate. I got to see Nirvana twice when I was a younger guy. And so, like, it's a very different thing for me being the only kid here who grew up in Seattle with this. It's very personal to me to see Nirvana on the stage.
You're saying Albuquerque's not cutting it for the Nirvana love? Is that what you're saying?
Not nearly as much.
Listen, I wore flannel shirts in South Florida. Don't even start with my cred.
Yeah. It's a very personal thing to see it, because it's like, you know, this dumb corner of the country all of a sudden gets to be very cool. But yeah, it's interesting to watch that happen and then be like, meh, They could have done this differently, you know.
So for the LA Fire Aid, the Nirvana did a surprise appearance, and they had different women front for different songs, including Dave Grohl's daughter, Violet. They had Joan Jett. They had one other person who I can't remember right now, and St. Vincent. And St. Vincent has performed with them before at Little Benefits, mm-hmm. and she's exactly the right person to do it, as far as I'm concerned. All of them were great, actually, to be fair. I didn't really like Violet Grohl for some reason, because, like, whatever. That has nothing to do with Dave or Violet or anything. I just didn't like that performance, I guess, which I'm entitled to. And but then to see Posty do it, yeah, I agree with you that it was over. He was overselling it. Like, he should have just done it. And I like Post Malone as a – he seems like a good dude.
Yeah.
He seems like he cares about music. I always question when people go real hard into country how, you know, what their motivation is or whatever. But it has to be, right? But yeah, I was not pumped by that. They are releasing Post Malone and Travis Barker and whoever else is part of that. I can't remember now. Are releasing the session that they recorded for during COVID. They're releasing it for a Record Store Day on April 12th. So
that's cool.
That's the thing that I would like to have. You know,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm gonna buy a Chet Baker album because I'm a sucker for a guy playing super sad trumpet, but that's a personal problem there. SNL 50. I've only seen a dozen sketches. Eddie Murphy acting as Tracy Morgan next to Tracy
that
Morgan acting as someone else.
Insane. I love that.
It's on Black Jeopardy is so funny. This is like, I don't know, people can think however they want about this with anything, but like they bring Tom Hanks out and he's wearing a MAGA hat. And this time it was a step too far for me. I think Tom Hanks should be ashamed of himself for wearing that MAGA hat. I think that it's like for how much he stood up against it. I didn't think it was funny. It's a joke. Yeah. So I like obviously let it
slide. That was the character he played. Yeah, doing that. For
but
Black
he could have just worn an America hat, yeah. You know? It could have just mm-hmm. been a Blue Lives Matter.
Yeah,
and it would
yeah.
been like, or like
just an American flag hat or just a red hat in general.
Yeah, yeah. It's like we're too volatile right now for that. Don't give attention to those knuckleheads right now. Anyway. Will Ferrell and Anna Gasteyer singing Kendrick Lamar was so funny.
So good. So yeah. good.
Gravy, what else?
What is that? Marty and Bobby is who they are? The church folks? Like that, yeah.
I mean, there's a million good things, and I'm drawing a blank. So
that was great. I think the, they did the Close Encounter thing again, the alien abduction one, and Meryl Streep was the mom. That was hilarious.
Dude, it's good.
They did it in memoriam segment for sketches and characters that are problematic. And like
the one where the guy's like I'm not gonna do the Asian accent because that's probably not okay. That was awesome. I think that they still have limits.
The other Eddie Murphy sketch, the Scared Straight one, Ferrell
so
comes
good.
Out basically with his balls hanging out almost. I think anytime Eddie Murphy like gets rid of his ego and just dives into a sketch, it's just brilliant. He's so good at it.
Can I just say how proud I am of my friend, my local comedian friend, Marcelo Hernandez, for being on SNL the last couple of seasons and just blowing up to the point. Yeah, Domingo. And blowing up to the point where he is in so many sketches in the 50th anniversary.
No idea.
Oh, dude, he basically was like the face of the Only in Dade website for the longest time, which down here, if you know Only in Dade, it's basically you log on and you're seeing stuff like horses run through the streets of Miami. It's just all the crazy stuff that happens down here. And he would do like the weekend recaps, like while sitting on his toilet or something like that. And he was a stand-up comedian.
I know exactly what you're talking about. That's hilarious. Not living there.
Yeah. And he was the best. And he's a great stand-up. I've done shows with him. And I nothing but a sweet dude. And his mom always came to his shows. Mom is smoking.
Tell her, say what's up.
I will. But yeah, it's just so cool to see him like
South Florida ladies. How's it going?
How's it going? Greg's coming down.
Hello.
I also think that like there was a couple musical guests on the actual show that were fantastic. I think Miley Cyrus doing Nothing Compares to You kind of as a tribute to Sinead O'Connor and the treatment she got after her performance is kind of cool. And then you know, it's been said a few times online is the Paul McCartney medley he did at the end ends with the love you make is equal to, or the love you take is equal to love you make, right? Which is sort of a tribute to Chris Farley in the sketch that he did where he asked him that question where he's like doing the
that's
so
sweet.
Is that true? You know?
Do you remember that?
Do you remember that? Yeah.
That was cool.
You
remember that?
That was cool. Yeah.
Adam Sandler's song was really good too.
I didn't see that either.
Oh, yeah, you got to check that out. It was good.
Up. He gets choked up a couple times. It was great. It was a great show.
Adam Sandler is such an interesting character for me because he's been the same the whole time.
Uh-huh.
He's like almost to the point where he's like digging in to be the same, which is kind of weird or whatever. But like he's made so many movies and like I've lost track of him. But like Billy Madison was my freshman in high school.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, masterpiece. Now, like, I'm starting to get served that stuff on TikTok, where it's like, did you know during the making of Billy Madison? I'm like, go on, I'm in. Yeah. And then he, like, went on to have this whole, like, career that is, like, outside of being ridiculous, even though it's all kind of ridiculous. But he's still just that same guy. And so to see him, like, kind of somehow remain humble and cool. And like,
you know
that
he's the director of Bryce is Right?
I thought you said Bryce is Right. And I was like, Bryce is a guy that used to work with me, and he was always wrong.
No, definitely not Bryce. Bryce is wrong. The Price is Right. He directs... The Price is Right.
With he directs Drew Carey? It?
Yes.
What? He's like there with a microphone and everything?
I guess.
Like up to his ear and he's like.
In taking care of my dad, I watch a lot of daytime TV.
Yeah.
The Price is Right is on 2 times a day here.
Yeah.
And every time I see it, I'm
Price
blown
is wrong,
away.
Bitch.
Yes. Oh, speaking of which, they're making a second Happy Gilmore.
I don't know about that.
It's a different Adam Sandler.
Is it a different Happy Gilmore?
You're talking about for The Price is Right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's
what?
It's a guy named Adam Sandler. That's not him?
No, yeah, it's not.
It's a different guy with the same name.
Cool. Well, I'm lying.
Should I just delete this whole last 2 minutes? Is
probably.
That all that?
No.
You just
considered
this great and correcting you in live time.
Oh, I hate you. But also, thank you. So I can stop telling people that.
Okay. Well, how are we doing on time here? We're almost out. Well, let's not cover anything that I actually maybe could possibly... Well, let's take a look at least, okay? Let me just look and see if there's anything worth talking about. Throw out your toothbrush. No, ChatGPT. If Brandon was here, I would do that. Guys, ChatGPT is opening it up now. They're getting... What do they call it? They had
they're
a specific...
Afraid.
A more grown-up mode for the adults. So now it'll write erotica and gore. Which, I can't wait till Brandon, who pays for ChatGPT, writes some Nerd Talk Plus erotica, because that's going to be real good. Or
GPT
horrifying.
After dark.
Yeah, there we are.
Blowholes.
I have one more question that I had posed to myself throughout the week. And I'm curious. I'm curious, what percentage of the accounts of memes that you guys... share, specifically Siege, I think I'm looking at you the most. What percentage of the accounts of memes do you follow versus it just being the algorithm that's feeding it to you?
I probably follow 2 accounts of memes.
Do you follow like the popular ones, like the F. Jerry type stuff or anything like that?
No, not even. I don't even follow those. I follow like 2 that have like absolutely nothing to do with the crap that I send you guys. Like the stuff that I send is generally suggested.
What? Gravy Falls 1, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I like won't... I'm so weird on Instagram. I'm like, I don't know if we're like tribal like this across the board or not, but like on Instagram, I follow very specific things. And only recently have I started opening that up to be like SB mowing. I'll follow that or whatever. TikTok is where I follow all of earworms for your eyes. Eyeworms, I guess you call them. that's where I follow all that stuff. Like the...
RFK's brain.
This guy called Cliff, who's... good the guy called Cliff who does it's called Dear Modern, and he just helps you like redesign the layout of your house or whatever. Cool. Like all these things on TikTok, and then now they're showing up on my Instagram, and I'm like, Instagram's smart, because if TikTok goes away, which it won't, they should like be serving me all the things I follow on TikTok, so that way I don't need both or whatever. I hate it all, to be fair. I used to like it when I'd see my friends were posting pictures of their food, and that was fine, and then we could just tease them for it or whatever. I don't want all the other things. But then our group chat is like, I think our group chat is my most prized possession.
Yeah.
I think that it's like, I have more fun in that. It brings me more joy than anything other than like when my kid brings me joy. But the thing about the kid is he brings me a lot of difficulty also. The group chat brings me no difficulty. It's like the batting average for the group chat is like way higher than a child. So,
oh, of course.
Yeah.
Anyway. We've learned.
Well, yeah, I hate myself. How about you guys? You okay?
I don't hate you.
Thanks, bud. That's nice.
You're welcome.
I guess we'll wrap it up then. I don't know. I don't know if Gravy's even really been able to do anything, but like, I guess we could do what did we learn this week. After all, we didn't learn anything this week.
Yeah, we were talking about the nerds and the grinding in the teeth. I actually have a crown on this tooth because a nerd cracked my tooth open.
What?
Yeah. So, like, I am very wary of the gummy clusters, but I still eat them because they're the best. Yeah, they're so good. My daughter loves them.
Here's another one. Tic Tacs. That's the other one. I can't get enough. I can get them for free from my ex's work, and I eat so many Tic Tacs.
That is like, my dad's drug of choice.
When I was trying to get off the sugar, it would be like, can you bring me anything that doesn't have sugar that's like candy? And she was like, I can bring you all the Tic Tacs. And I was like, yes. The strawberry cream ones are awful. They're awful.
I was about to say, if you're going to say awesome, we're going to like have problems.
But my point is I chew on them like crazy, and I'm always like, this is going to break a tooth one day. Like, so if you're worried about nerds, don't switch to Tic Tacs.
How do you feel about the orange ones?
Oh, dude, I could eat. I ate literally one of the big boxes. Now they have the 60% more big boxes of those, so they could charge $6 or whatever. I ate an entire box in one day recently. It's like, that's not a problem for me. I went from, this is how it went. I went to Gravy's house. My back exploded. I was like, I need fast food on the way home. I like hobbled out of the car to go into Panda Express. And I was like, there you are, orange chicken. And then I was like, you know what? I've already got kind of orange chicken mouth already.
So you get orange Tic Tacs to go with it?
No, I already had the orange Tic Tacs. I had eaten so many that I didn't get orange chicken. And instead I got sesame chicken and honey walnut shrimp. So,
oh, anyway. Man, that sounds delicious.
It was great.
Why has it got to be midnight here?
Gravy?
Yeah, I mean, Brandon, he's still sick just because he's trying to heal himself with nerds clusters.
That's a good point. Donuts and nerd clusters. Yeah. Oh, broke him. I think we broke his butthole by... Yeah. We didn't. We couldn't cure him. We should send him more donuts. Next week.
Yeah. And Siege is going to start his own mowing channel where he just pounds Four Locos in the yard and then, quote unquote, waters the plants.
When you said pounds, I thought it was gonna be 5'2" Latinas, but okay, yeah,
whatever walks by, man, he's hopping on board.
Just passed out on a riding mower doing donuts.
Yeah, butthole donuts.
Heart exploded. Like it's like,
yep.
And then Greg just needs to adorable toddlers around to make him forget about his back pain and just be some level of moist dead.
What's up, Wet Dad?
Welcome back to the Wet Dad's podcast.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!